This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Department of Housing and Urban Development did an experiment almost 20 years ago. It offered some families who needed housing vouchers to pay the rent. There was, of course, a catch. They had to move to a new neighborhood, a better one with a poverty rate below 10%. The government has been tracking those families ever since. It released the data today, and it shows what a new neighborhood can change and what it can't. Mary Harris has that story.
Moving to opportunity. The name alone tells you what HUD hoped would happen when more than 800 families left their crime-ridden housing projects behind. But almost two decades later, their overall family income, their likelihood of going on welfare, it all remained the same. University of Chicago economist Jens Ludwig has tracked these families from the start.
To get and keep a good job, a bunch of things need to go right in your life. So changing neighborhoods didn't necessarily change the mom's schooling attainment and her attractiveness to employers in the labor market who are looking for high school graduates or people with some college training.
For families that moved, the mothers were 40% less likely to be extremely obese. Their rates of diabetes plummeted. Doctors say these changes may be the result of reduced stress, and the families were happier. Professor Ludwig says that's worth a lot.
Moving from a high poverty neighborhood into a lower poverty neighborhood increases your happiness by about as much as an increase in earnings of about $13,000 a year.
It seems like good news, but more and more Americans are moving the opposite way. The last decade saw a boom in neighborhoods with a high concentration of poor residents. Elizabeth Kneebone studies this trend at the Brookings Institution.
By the end of the 2000s, we were looking at almost 9 million people living in very poor neighborhoods. And so we saw an increase of over 2.1 million, almost actually 2.2 million people in those areas.
Which means those Americans could be missing out on the benefits of living a healthy life. And that's worth something. In New York, I'm Mary Harris for Marketplace.